If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
My stepdaughter, Natalie Zeroni, lives in Alhambra. That's in the western San Gabriel Valley, about 8 miles from downtown Los Angeles, right next door to South Pasadena. And Natalie, let me tell you something. I couldn't sleep last night. I got up at like 3 in the morning because I'm thinking about you and all the people there. How do you sleep with what's going on around you?
Hey, Bob. You know, as I mentioned yesterday, last night was another night of, you know, I slept like 4 hours, I think was the the longest stretch. It's, it's very difficult to sleep. I just am in kind of a heightened state of alertness where I have my phone, you know, off of Do Not Disturb, have the ringer on, just making sure that I can hear any alert that comes my way.
You and a lot of people there are paying attention to an app to help you, right?
Yeah, there's this app that has kind of like blown up as this has gone on. It's called Watch Duty, and that's the big one that everyone is following. That's in addition to anything that the, you know, these alerts that the state and city, or sorry, the county and city and stuff are have on.
So that is going to tell you where fires are. And we're hearing now about the Kenneth Fire. I don't know where that is. Do you know anything about that fire, which I guess is 35% contained this morning? Is that near you?
That's not near me. That's actually near the Palisades. It's on, so that's on the west side. And that is just north of the Palisades on the other side of the highway. That started yesterday. And, like you mentioned, it seems like, it sounds like that's the one they have the most under control, actually.
And now, have you heard planes overhead? Because we were hearing that the winds are kicking up again, and that would mean that they can't drop water from the sky, right?
I am not really sure as far as in my area and, also, I have an air purifier going in my room, so at least in the last couple hours, I haven't heard anything. But that's very possible. I heard that the winds did pick up. I heard that they were not as bad as they were a couple days ago. So I'm not sure if planes are unable to go at this point. I think that they're still okay.
The air quality is a problem, as you say, even if you're inside. But then if you go out, I've heard it described as smelling like a campfire everywhere around Los Angeles. And there's also ash in the air everywhere, isn't there?
Yeah, correct on both counts. Where I am when I go outside, definitely smells like a campfire. And you definitely are seeing like particulate and ash in the air. It's kind of like that. In the daytime, it's kind of that hazy, orange glow that you're seeing when you're outside. And I would just say to anyone who's listening, if you're not wearing a mask outside, you should be. Take out that COVID mask. And definitely don't go outside without a mask right now.
Yeah, we have many transplanted Chicagoans who listen to us online who are in Southern California. How will you know when it's time to go, when you need to evacuate?
Well, I know that I already am signed up for all of the, you know, county, state, city alerts because I've been getting alerts. So there's that. And then that app, like you mentioned, I keep checking. And then I know I'm not the only one, have had the local news on pretty much 24/7 on the TV. So it's kind of like different sources of information, just constantly monitoring it, and also the official alerts.
Have you thought about what you would take? Watching some of these reports, and some people just kind of load everything in their car and then they take off, not knowing if there's going to be a house there when they come home. What do you take? I started thinking, what would I take? I have no idea. Do you?
I have a go bag pack. I mean, the most important thing is my dog. I mean, it's like, what are the most, you know, irreplaceable things? I gathered just some practical, like, clothes, and toiletries. And then, yeah, the sentimental stuff, I put some photo albums in the bag. I have some files of just, you know, some important stuff, but also just some, like, childhood stuff, you know, letters from loved ones, like, stuff like that. I mean, it's a good question. What do you take?
Yeah, really? And I know it's dark there now. It's like 5:28 in the morning, but during the daytime, even if it's a sunny day, is it dark like all the time wherever you go now out there?
No, it's not dark. I mean, again, I am, you know, from Altadena, which is the closest fire area to me. I'm not sure if it's worse over there. I think it's just really smoky at this point. It's a couple days from the worst of it. So it's still daylight. It's just smoky, and it's like hazy and has this like weird glow.
Uh-huh. And what do you hear from Michael? Michael is Natalie's brother, and he's would you classify his neighborhood there as East Side where he is?
Yeah, he's so I'm right outside, like a few blocks away from being on the LA border. He is in LA on the East Side of LA. He's doing good. I mean, I'm constantly in contact, and you know, we were talking all yesterday, and you know, coming up with a plan. But you know, he's good. The same as me and so many of us, of just on high alert.
Mm-hmm. And I know you talked about this a little yesterday when we had you on, but you can get in your car and go some places, right? Not all roads are blocked, are they?
No, not at all. I mean, especially again where I am not right in the middle of the action. You know, they're telling us, yesterday I didn't leave the house at all just because of air quality stuff, but I saw neighbors going to the store or whatever. It like seems pretty normal. But you know, one thing that I'm just keeping in mind is that officials are telling us, like, especially in areas near evacuations and stuff like that, like, don't be on the roads unless you need to. I guess they're worried about congestion and all that. So just, that's the only thing I've heard to keep in mind.
Natalie Zeroni in Alhambra. You can tell Natalie spent time as a TV reporter. We appreciate this early morning discussion, Natalie. And if you do have to leave, and we are feeling for you and everybody there, but please take my picture in the car when you go, okay?
Oh, yeah. I'll have your autograph ready to go.
Okay. I hope things continue to be safe for you and everybody there. Thanks, Natalie.
Thank you so much, Bob.